Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Borders, stories about borders by the people who cross them. I'm Caitlin Pierce. On today's episode, we have some very special guests. Adriana Rodriguez and Kyle Rowe are both high school seniors. Adriana is 16, Kyle is 17. Adriana is Dominican and Kyle is Jamaican. They're best friends, and they're also hosts of a new podcast called Feelin' Some Type of Way. A few months ago, Adriana told me something that I couldn't stop thinking about. Apparently, a lot of Dominicans believe that the Canadian singer-rapper Drake is actually Dominican. I sent Kyle and Adriana out to investigate.
Have you heard about Dominican Drake?
I think so, yeah, I guess. I saw the video.
Drake claims to be Canadian, but is he really? What kind of Canadian calls himself Champagne Poppy? Emphasis on Poppy. And one of Drake's most recent videos started from the bottom. If you go 3/4 of the way, you will realize that Drake is waving something in his hand. That is a Dominican flag. What Canadian we know proudly waves a Dominican flag? In Drake's song, The Motto, Drake rides around in a car with the top down, but with gloves and a jacket. Clearly Dominican behavior. Drake has a line in Odio by Romeo Santos that says, speak in Spanish, I'll get it translated.
Don't worry about it, keep speaking Spanish, I get it translated.
Translated by who? His abuela, most likely. White linen, chancla looking shoes. Can someone say, bodega owner? And if you zoom in, is that a hint of gold jewelry? And also that glisten only comes from top shelf cologne. If you look closely at his hands, these are generic Dominican man hands. Straight up, he looks like a Dominican uncle, the kind that wears two colognes at the same time. A very thick, muscular body and a long chest, comparable to those that play baseball, a Dominican pastime. Champagne Papi, or is it Home Run Papi? There can only be one explanation for this. Drake is not Canadian. He is, in fact, Dominican.
All of the YouTube videos are Hispanic related, so the Dominican Drake video came from that. Like, the whole conspiracy theory video came from Flama. And also the memes. There's a lot of memes about how Drake may be Dominican or not. And people actually believe this.
Mm. How about you? What do you feel?
Honestly, I feel that it's just Dominicans being Dominican. Because Dominicans are literally one of the proudest people that there are in the world. Like, they're proud of being Dominican. So they would legit just, like, make everything a Dominican thing.
A totally unrelated question to this whole thing, real quick. Is wearing socks and sandals a Dominican thing?
We do that a lot. I'm not sure if it's just a Dominican thing, but is Dominicans do things and they think that they're the only people that do it. So when they see someone else do it, they're like, oh, they're trying to be Dominican.
Socks and sandals do not belong together. Never. Never.
Why do you think Dominicans care so much about someone being Dominican? Like, Why do you think we even bother to think that he's
I should be asking you that question. I really do not know. So, me and Adriana decide, like, hey, let's go to, where did we go to again?
Dyckman.
Okay, Dyckman, Dominican Central, to interview people. Well, mostly Dominicans, nothing against any other races. And what did we ask Adriana?
We asked, do you know who Drake is? Do you think he's Dominican? Do you think that just because a person has certain customs of a culture, does that make them from that culture?
So, me and Kyle are out here at 180th and Broadway asking people if they think that Drake is Dominican.
Mire, esa es una foto del cantante Drake. ¿Usted piensa que él es dominicano?
Yo pienso que no.
Que no. No se ve dominicano para usted. Ay, Dios
mío. Have you seen those memes about that Drake is Dominican?
Oh yeah, there is a conspiracy, but I don't believe it's true. I just believe that he has a lot of things that he likes the styles. It's not bad to want to be Dominican. Why not? So yeah, I don't believe it's true though.
Señora, ¿usted piensa que él es dominicano? Mírelo bien. ¿Piensa que él es dominicano?
No. ¿Es dominicano?
No.
No. No.
Okay, gracias.
It's crazy how in social media Drake is praised to be Dominican, but then when you go out on the street and you ask people do they think that Drake is Dominican, they're like, no, he's not Dominican.
There was a lady that I asked.
So, porque alguien, vamos a decir, tenga costumbre de ser dominicano, que se, hasta que se vea dominicano, ¿usted piensa que eso es suficiente para ser dominicano?
Do you think that it's good for other people to, that they're not Dominican, but they act Dominican?
Bueno, si él quiere, si ese es su, tú me entiendes, si ese es su gusto de él, él ser así, pues, que se, tú ves, 100% cree que siga siendo así. Mejor para nosotros, que somos dominicanos, nos ponen alto.
Okay, gracias.
He's like, yeah, so there will be more Dominicans in the world.
What?
I don't know. She just thought, I asked her, I was like, do you think that if a lot of people act Dominican, do you think that they're Dominican? And she was like, maybe, yeah, maybe they like it. And it's better like that because Dominicans are more spread out in the world, which I don't know. I guess it's just the whole pride thing. Like, they're really proud to be Dominican, so they make everything a Dominican thing, so, like, they'll incorporate more people into their culture.
Okay, señora, so, ¿qué significa ser dominicana para usted?
El dominicano, ese el orgullo más lindo que tenemos es el dominicano, la tierra más linda que hay.
So, digamos que alguien tenga costumbre de ser dominicano, como que se vea dominicano. ¿Usted piensa que eso es suficiente para ser dominicano?
Sí, sí. Es suficiente.
Okay. So, what's your name?
Justin.
Justin. Okay, Justin. So, what does it mean to be Dominican?
We're smart.
Hardworking.
Hardworking.
Okay.
Family oriented.
Family oriented.
All right. How do you think Dominicans look like?
We come in all different colors and sizes. All
right. Do you know who Drake is?
Yes.
All right. Do you think that maybe Drake looks a little Dominican?
Yes.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Why?
He danced like a Dominican.
He danced like a Dominican.
Okay. All right. How does a Dominican dance?
Side to side, moving your hips.
All right. So you think that Drake is Dominican because he acts Dominican, he looks Dominican, he dances Dominican?
Yep.
We had a picture ready to ask people if Drake looks Dominican because a lot of people think that he looks Dominican.
Aquí tenemos una foto de muchas bromas que le han hecho al cantante Drake. Aquí dice que él se parece al tío dominicano que siempre está pidiendo por una cerveza.
And the woman, she just basically looked at him. He was like, no. He is too pretty to be Dominican.
Dicen que ahí se parece a un tío dominicano.
No.
No.
Más hermoso él. El mismo. Se hace bueno, el mismo.
Pues él, usted tiene razón, él no es dominicano.
If he was Dominican, we would be lucky because he's because Dominicans are not that looking.
I'm like,
oh my God, disrespectful. Oh my God, like I've never heard a Jamaican person say that before. I've heard Jamaican women like say like kind of, some kind of stuff about men, like how Jamaican men are like. How sometimes rude they could be or something, but I've never really heard any of them say like, oh, he's too pretty to be a Jamaican, or he's too pretty to be a Dominican. I've never heard that.
Have you heard about the guy that, I think he's from Arabia, Saudi Arabia, one of those countries, and they kicked him out of the country because he was too good looking? Maybe they did that to Drake, and maybe he's Dominican, and then he's just like sad because he got kicked out of his country because he was too good looking.
Oh, maybe that actually happened. Imagine, like, someone kicked, kicked Drake out of, like, damn, conspiracy theories.
This is mind-blowing. You heard it here first, guys. Our main focus was Dominicans, but I was like, hey, what if this is like a multicultural thing where just because certain people act a certain way, maybe they're from a certain culture or their specific way. So we went into this bodega and there were Dominicans, but a Cuban guy worked there. And I asked him, what does it mean to be Cuban?
¿Qué significa el ser cubano para usted?
Bueno, ser cubano para mí significa haber nacido bajo la insignia de la bandera cubana. Nací en un país con una bandera cubana, tú eres cubano. Nace en Estados Unidos, pues, bajo el signo de la bandera americana, pues eres americano.
So, even if that guy wasn't Dominican, he actually made a point. He said that you are from a nationality if you were born under the flag, something like that. So that's actually a good point of maybe why maybe Drake isn't Dominican. So vamos a decir si alguien tiene como costumbre de ser cubano, alguien tiene como que hasta se parezca cubano. ¿Usted piensa como que es cubano?
No. Uno es del país donde nace porque está bajo la insignia de la bandera del país que naciste. Okay. Aunque parezca o habla el idioma o el modismo que se usa en ese país, no te hace legalmente de ese país.
Okay. He did not think at all that because Drake ate Cuban food or something like that, he would be Cuban. Another view from this other lady that thought that...
Oh, he said view. That's his last album, Views. Hey!
I don't know you.
I just said continue.
So, yeah, another view... another opinion was that maybe if a person likes to be dressed whatever dressing Dominican means or whatever acting Dominican means, then maybe they just like that and sure, why not? Let's accept them and be like, oh yeah, sure, he's Dominican. He could be Dominican. Why not?
Vamos a decir, si alguien como actúa dominicano, si tiene costumbre dominicana, ¿usted cree que ellos sean dominicanos por eso?
Porque tengan costumbre.
Ajá.
Podrían serlo, ¿por qué no?
Ok. Muchas gracias.
Okay. Quick question. Are you Dominican or Dominican American?
I'd probably say Dominican American.
Since you're Dominican, like, American, Dominicans in America and the Dominicans in, like, Dominican Republic can act a different way because, like, they're around, like, different things, different people. So we, even though we don't know what Dominicans in Dominican Republic think, we know what some Dominicans in America actually think. Do you think that has, like, an effect on what people think?
I think that they're more open to people because of their pride, mostly. Because I think that they're always so happy about being Dominican. And if you in the interviews, I ask a lot of people, what do you think it means to be Dominican? And they're like, oh, to have pride for DR. I'm proud to be Dominican. That's what it means to be Dominican. So for them, pride is basically everything. So I'm guessing that because of their pride, they want to include more. It's like when, like the Christians, they wanted to make everyone Christian. And I think, you know, so they're just trying to convert people into being Dominicans. It's a Dominican church now.
I learned a lot today. That's all I had to say, to be honest.
Me too.
Adriana and Kyle are hosting a new podcast that I'm producing with them. It's called Feelin' Some Type of Way. The trailer is out now, and the first episode comes out next week. Please subscribe now so that you don't miss an episode. It's going to be funny and thoughtful and real. Thank you, Adriana and Kyle, for working so hard to make this episode. Andy Diaz wrote our theme music. For more stories about borders, visit bordersradio.org. I'm Caitlin Pierce. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.